Well, yesterday, the 30 crew members of the Greenpeace flagship Arctic Sunrise, who were arrested for protesting oil extraction in the Arctic, were relocated from their detention centre in Murmansk to St Petersburg. They can now receive consular assistance to fight their charges. But should the Australian government be doing more to help out the Australian members of the crew? Matteo Gagliardi with this report.
This is a Russian Coast Guard ship. Your people and your boat are attacked all blood from their homeland. I suspect you in terrorism. I suspect you.
That was the moment the Russian Coast Guard seized Greenpeace ship Arctic Sunrise and detained the 30 activists on board. They were attempting to board an oil platform owned by Russian company Gazprom in order to conduct what was, in their words, a peaceful protest.
We're here in the Russian Arctic taking action against the first Arctic oil platform to go into production, which was a huge threat to the fragile environment. Gazprom is known for its poor safety standards, and we've seen Shell screw up in the Alaskan Arctic last year, and now these two reckless oil companies are teaming up. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
The activists, who are now known as the Arctic 30, were accused of piracy, and their boat was towed to the nearby port of Murmansk so that they could be arrested. Almost 60 days on, and they are still in custody. They have been denied bail.
There's been incredible outcry about this unlawful arrest of these activists, which include two freelance journalists, I should add.
Rhys Turner is a senior campaigner at Greenpeace Australia Pacific. Because three of the members were Australians or Australian citizens, he feels Australia should work to get the charges against them dismissed.
Presidents, prime ministers from the UK, France, Brazil and Italy have called on the Russian authorities, including President Putin, to end this situation and to release the activists. Unfortunately, we haven't seen the same sort of strong representation from the Australian government. There are three Australians amongst the Arctic 30, including one Australian citizen from Tasmania, a UK Australian permanent resident who resides in Sydney, and a Kiwi who calls Adelaide home. We're all really concerned about their welfare and about the current charges, which are ludicrous, really, considering that they were peacefully protesting against a company that looks to be the first company in the world to exploit oil in the Arctic Circle.
Rhys Turner. But what are Australia's obligations to the activists? According to Dan Rothwell, Professor of International Law at ANU, there's not much Australia can do but provide consular assistance.
Well, certainly from the Australian perspective, we know that consular assistance and support has been issued for the Australians involved. That was originally a little compromised because they've been relocated to St Petersburg, I believe, which will make it easier for Australian consular officials to have access to them. We know that the Australians have also been through various court proceedings before the Russian courts, but those proceedings are working their way through the various system. So at a minimum level, consular assistance has been provided. Concerns have been raised about the treatment of the Greenpeace crew. But beyond that, it's a little difficult for Australia to do much more at this point in time, given the preliminary nature of these proceedings.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has said that there are 1,300 other Australians caught up in foreign jurisdictions and that she can't spend as much time on all of them. But in this case, we have clearly an Australian citizen who was arrested unlawfully, simply undertaking an act of peaceful protest, trying to bring attention to an act of environmental vandalism and acting in the interests of future generations.
That's Greenpeace's Rhys Turner speaking to Matteo Gagliardi.